Perek Hey. The Mishnah lists those who were mamuna, the appointees or overseers in charge of different functions in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, Yochanan ben Pinchas was mamuna on the Chaysamais. He was in charge of the receipts. Achia was in charge of the Nesachim, the libations. The Mishnah later on Daf Yedalad Amud Beis explains, when someone came to the Beis HaMikdash, they would pay Yochanan ben Pinchas for the Nesachim. He would give them a receipt, at which time the purchaser would go to Achia, present the receipt, and receive the actual wine, flour, and oil. At the end of the day, the two would meet and compare the money with the receipts. Other appointees were Masya ben Shmuel on the lottery, which determined which Kayan would perform the Avaidah. Psachya, who was Mordechai, was in charge of the kinim, the carbon oif brought lamashal by a woman who gave birth. Ben Achia was in charge of digestive ailments of the Kahanim, and the Gemara will explain that. Nechunya dig the ditches for Yerushalayim. Gvini announced the beginning of the Avaidah each morning. Ben Gever was in charge of locking the Beis HaMikdash at night and unlocking it in the morning. Ben Bavi prepared the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arza would hit the cymbal to start the shir that preceded the Nesachim. Hugras was the choir master over the Levian. Beis Garmai was in charge of the Lechem Aponim. Beis Avtinas over the Ketores. And Elazar over the Paroiches. And Pinchas over the clothes of the Kahanim. There's a machlekes in the Gemara if the appointees in the Mishnah are listed because they were the first to hold the position in the second Beis HaMikdash, or because they were the greatest tzaddikim during the tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash to hold that particular position. In Divrei HaYamim, it refers to Talmidei Chachamim as Seifrim, those who counted. Why? Because the Talmidei Chachamim arranged the Torah by numbers. Chamisha lo yisroimu. Five don't take off truma. Only chamishas minei dagon are chayiv and chala. Chamishas rei nashim paitreis tzaraseim. 15 women who are krivim to the yavam will also pater the tzaras from yibum, as is discussed in the Gemara in Yavamis. Shloishim v'sheish krisus. There are 36 loisaseis sheish b'hem kares. Shloishas rei davar namru b'nevelas eifatar, dalad avos nezikin, avos melachais arboim chasar achas, and so on. Rav Abba bar Zmina b'shem Rav Zera, in havin kadmoin malachin anan b'nei adam. If our predecessors were angels, we are like people. V'in havin b'nei anush, and if they are like people, anan chamar, we are like donkeys. V'afilu kechamr say the Rav Pinchas ben Yar lo yidminun, and even like the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yar, we cannot be compared. The donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yar did not eat from demai, grain purchased from an Amma Aretz, unless Maiser was taken off. This was actually a chumrah on the donkey's part, because the halacha is that a person is permitted to feed demai to their behema. Nevertheless, the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yar did not eat demai. Mordechai was also known as Psachya, as he opened up words by deciphering different languages, as he knew 70 languages, as he was a member of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara Megillah explains that this was actually Matzil Chai Yisrael. When Bigthan and Seresh plotted against Achashverosh to kill him, they spoke in a language called Tursi. Mordechai, who understood this unknown language, then informed Esther, who then informed Achashverosh. Later, Achashverosh would recall Mordechai was never rewarded for this act, and this would in turn save Klal Yisrael later on. Agav, the Gemara Megillah on this Maisa, tells us the greatness of telling over something in someone else's name, as was mentioned before in the Gemara in Shkolim. Kala Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimroi, Mevi Geula L'Olam. Whoever says something in the name of the author of the statement brings redemption to the world. Because when Esther told over Achashverosh that Bigthan and Seresh were planning to kill him, she told it over in the name of Mordechai. And this in turn led to the Geula of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara gives two examples of a deaf mute who with hand signals indicated where grain could be found to bring the Karban Omer. Ben Achia was in charge of stomach ailments. The Kahanim ate quantities of meat, drank water, and walked barefoot on cold stone floors, thus causing stomach ailments. Daf Yodalad. The Gemara darshins from a pasuk in Tehillim, Usvivav Nisara Ma'id, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is medakdek kechut hasayra with tzaddikim. The greater one's adherence is to a particular mitzvah, the stricter the Ribbono Shel Olam is on his chait. Nechunya, who dug ditches and found water for the Beis HaMikdash, had the misfortune that his son died from thirst. Gvini announced to the Beis HaMikdash, "Arise, Kahanim, la'avoida u'levim l'duchanon, v'yisrael l'ma'amodon." His voice was heard 8 parsos, which is equal to about 22 miles. Beis Garmo were experts in making the lechem aponim, and it would remain on the shulchan for an entire week and not become stale. However, they did not share the secret with others, because they had a Kabbalah that the Beis HaMikdash would one day be destroyed, and they were afraid that others would chas v'shalom use the lechem aponim for avodah zarah. The Marsha on Daf Lamed Ches of Yuma says they were not praised for this action because the Chachamim felt they had ulterior motives. They maintained a monopoly, thereby causing them to have increased wages. No one for Beis Garmo was found with Pas Nekia, so no one would be choshed that they took from the lechem aponim. Beis Avtinus made the k'teres. It would rise like a stick, then spread along the ceiling. They were similar to Beis Garmo in not sharing the secret, and when questioned about it, responded as did Beis Garmo. Similarly, no one from Beis Avtinus wore perfume. The Gemara discusses the hierarchy of the Beis HaMikdash. There were five levels of authority. The Melech, the king, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the Kaslikin, who were controllers, Amar Kohen, the trustees, and the Gizbarim, the treasurers. Something was sealed. It was initially sealed by the Gizbar and passed up through each level to the Melech. When unsealed, it began at the Melech and worked its way down. Positions of public authority over finances always had two members, Shenemar, Veheim Yichus Hazav Ves Hatcheles, and they took. The exceptions were Ben Achia Al Chole Mayim, Velozar Al Apareches. Mesh Rabbeinu became wealthy from shavings of the Luchos, Shenemar, Psolucha Shnei Luchos Havonim, Hapsoilas Sholcha. The psoilus is yours. Reb Chanan says, from Avonim Toivis and Margolios that the Ribbono Shel Olam left in his oil. V'ibitu acharei Moshe. There is a machlokes ha'maroim as to how they would gaze at Moshe Rabbeinu. One says lignai, they would say he eats and drinks from Bnei Yisrael. One says l'shvach, they would say, let us see this tzaddik. Lucky is one who is zaycha to see him. The Gemara continues with the discussion of the various nesachim. Daf Tazvav. To avoid someone finding an old receipt and attempt to purchase Nesachim with it, the date was written on it. The date included the day of the week, the Mishmar, which was a rotation of 24 groups, the number of weeks within the month, and the number of months within the year. The best way to give tzedakah is secretly, such as at night, as not to embarrass the recipient. Ashrei maskil eldol. Lucky is one who gives tzedakah with seichel, calculating the best way to give tzedakah without embarrassing him. The Gemara continues with Agadata about Chiya bar Ada and the elderly people of his town who received tzedakah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The story is told of Nechemya Ish Sichin, who gave an Ani money to buy meat, which the Ani ate and died. The story is told of Nachem Ish Gamzu, who was tarred in honoring his father-in-law and did not have the time to immediately assist Amukeshchin. Later he found him dead. Nachem Ish Gamzu cursed himself that he should lose his sight, hands, and legs. The story of Rabbi Hoshia, who would dine with his son's Rebbe, who was blind, is told. The story is told of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina and Rabbi Hoshia, who discussed how so much money was wasted in Lud on building fancy Bate Knesios instead of supporting Torah study. The parak concludes with the halachas of Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Berek Habayis. Again, Kachay Mizbeach are items fit for a carbon. Kachay Berek Habayis is anything else of value used for repair. Something donated as Kachay Mizbeach is higher in Kedusha. It therefore cannot be used as Kachay Berek Habayis. However, if it was donated as Kachay Berek Habayis, if it is Royal Mizbeach, if it's fit to be used on the Mizbeach, it could become Kachay Mizbeach. If it was given for a specific Berek Habayis, it cannot be used for a different Berek Habayis. However, it could indirectly be changed by giving it to the Lishkas Berek Habayis, then sold using its money for something else. Perek Vav. The Gemara brings a machlekes as to what happened to the Aron. It either went into Bavel, or Reish Lakish said it was buried in its place, and the Rabbanan say it is in the Lishkas Dir HaEtzim. There is a machlekes in a Braisa as to how many Aronos there were when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says two. One contained the Luchos, the other contained the broken Luchos. The Rabbanan say there was only one Aron. Daft HaZayin. Other items such as a jar of mon and shemen ha-mishcha and the makoleh shel aron and the arges sheheshivu plishtim were hidden with it. A nes occurred with the shemen ha-mishcha that such a small amount, 12 lug, could anoint so many items. The original melech of dynasty needs to be anointed. His son does not need to be anointed unless there is a machlekes between the two sons. a kohen gadol as well as his son and grandson and so on must be anointed. Other halachas of anointing are discussed. Ein moishchen hamalachim ela min hakeren. The Gemara discusses the dimensions of the Aron. According to Rav Meir, the Amma used had 6 tvachim. Hence, the length of the Aron was 15 by 9 tvachim. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was then placed in the Aron. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 5 tvachim. Hence, the Aron was 12.5 by 7.5 tvachim. The Sefer Torah did not fit inside the Aron, but rather placed in a box just outside the Aron. The Gemara explains how many luchos there were. Daf Yud Zayin. There were 13 ishtachavios in the Beis HaMikdash, keneged the 13 sha'arim. According to the Rabbanon, there were only 7 sha'arim, only 7 gates. The Gemara discusses the Mayon, which came from within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, its halacha status as far as Tfilas Nida, and if it's kasha lemei chatos. The Gemara also mentions that it extends as far as the Mediterranean, and discusses the kayach of the stream. The Gemara discusses the shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash, their arrangement, and that Shlomo HaMelech built 10 shulchanos. The Gemara mentions the neis of the lechem aponim, that it will remain warm from one Shabbos to the next. Daf Yud Ches. The shulchan was placed toward the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and the menorah across from it was placed towards the south side. Shlomo HaMelech constructed 10 menorahs using leftover gold from Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 13 shofars, collection boxes, in the Beis HaMikdash. If a person says, Hare Alai Eitz, I take upon myself to bring wood, he can just bring one log of wood, and this minimal amount is considered as an offering. Hare Alai Levoina. If a person says, Hare Alai Levoina, he could bring a fistful of frankincense. There is a machlokes as to whose fistful, either the Kohen's, or, according to Rav Chiski B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, even the owner's fistful. Daf Yud Tes. The Mishnah and Gemara discuss what to do with coins that were found between two boxes. We come out, holchin achar hakarev, whichever box the coins are closer to is the correct box for the loose change. However, if they are equidistant between the two boxes, it goes into the stricter box. For example, between levina, frankincense, and eitzim, we put it in the levina box because levina is used for a carbon, but wood is only used for preparation of the carbon. The next Mishnah discusses other examples of lost money. Teisha chaniyos moichros basar shchuta, va'acharas moichros basar nevela. 9 stores sell slaughtered meat, and 1 sells unslaughtered meat. And a person is in doubt as to which store he made the purchase. We consider this meat unslaughtered. However, if he finds a piece of meat outside the store, we consider it slaughtered. Why the difference? Normally, we go basar roiv, with the majority, and called the parish meruba parish. If you find meat, you could assume it came from a type of store that has the majority. Hence, if there are 9 kosher stores and 1 unkosher store, called the parish meruba parish tells me it came from the kosher store since there is a majority. However, this is only true if the meat was parish. It left its location. However, if I don't know which store I entered, we apply the rule called kavua kamechtal mechtsadami, which tells me when dealing with stationary items, which store I walked into to purchase the meat, no matter how many kosher and non-kosher stores there are, even if it's 100-1, we consider it as if it's 50-50. Hence, it is a 50-50 suffix deraisa, whether or not the meat I bought is kosher, making the meat non-kosher. These halachas are discussed in detail in Yoradeya Simin Kuf Yud. Amr of Nachman, Hanimsa Biyan Nachri, Kenimsa B'Platya. If meat is found in the hands of a guy, it is regarded as if it was found in a public place. The Gemara later explains this is only where we saw him leaving a kosher meat market. Daf Chaf. The Gemara continues with other examples of meat that was found, including meat which was found on Gufsa Road. This meat was permitted to take as a mitziah because the owner was miyayish, realizing he lost it on a highway. He assumes he will never find it again. This permits the finder to keep it, as explained in Masechta Bava Metziah. It's kosher because most people who traveled this route were Yid. The Gemara says a similar case with a wheel of cheese that was found. The Mishnah says, if behemos were found within the distance between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, if they're male, they're oiles. If they're female, we say they're zivchei shlamim. Reb Hoshea, the Gemara explains, we redeem it for cash and the proceeds go to the purchase of another animal. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is me'ila. Rather, we go by the majority of these animals and bring them as karbonos accordingly. How? He waits for it to get a blemish and then redeems them. If a the Gemara discusses if a person is mafresh his shekel and he dies. A kohen gadol brings an asiris ha'efa daily, and a kohen hedyot brings it from his own funds the day that he's installed into service into the Beis HaMikdash. But b'di'evet, if he forgot, avaydasa kshera, his avayda is kosher. A kohen will bring two in one day. If, let's say, on the day that he begins service as a kohen, he becomes a kohen gadol, he will bring one asiris ha'efa for his installation, and the second one he will bring as a kohen gadol. The Gemara discusses the asiris ha'efa of the kohen gadol. There is a machlokes if he bakes it and then fries it, or if he fries it and then bakes it. The discussion continues on to Daf Chaf Aleph. Daf Chaf Aleph. There is no me'ila if one uses the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Only if one uses the Parah Aduma itself is there a problem. The Mishnah then discusses laws of Tumah and Tahara in Yerushalayim during the year and around Yom Tovim. In the Shukah Elyon, Rok was Tameh because either a laundry of a non-Jew was there, or because they would slaughter wild donkeys there. The Gemara then repeats the sugya of Tumas Dam Nevela that was discussed on Daf Tes. During most of the year, the Tmeim would walk in the center of the street, and those who were Tahirim would walk on the side and say, "Stay away to the Tmeim." By Yontif, Lechvaydi Yontif, most were Tahirim. They would walk in the center. The Tmeim would be on the side, yelling, "Stay away." The Gemara discusses the threads used in fashioning the Pareichas. One pasuk says, "Masei Roikeim," the work of an embroiderer. Another pasuk says, "Maisa Choshev," the work of a craftsman. There is a machlekes from Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. One says Maisa Roikem means the design of a lion on each side. Maisa Choshev means a lion on one side and blank on the other. The other says Maisa Roikem means lion on one side and blank on the other. Maisa Choshev means a lion on one side and an eagle on the other. Daf Chaf Beis. The Mishnah and Gemara discuss Av HaTuma and Vlad HaTuma. Avatuma, literally father impurity or principal impurity, is something which has the ability to be metama other items. A dead animal, certain shrutzim, and a person who came in contact with a dead body are all examples of avatuma. Vladatuma, literally child impurity or derived impurity, is something that came in contact with an avatuma. They can only be metame food or drink. Midrabanan, a liquid, could also be metame a vessel. The Mishnah explains a machlekes as to where to burn basar kachay kachim. For example, a chatas, which became tameh, either inside or outside the azara. This depends on if it is av or vlad atuma. The Gemara has a machlokes as to whether vlad atuma here is deraisa or drabanan. The next Mishnah discusses where on the ramp to the mizbeach, the evarim, the limbs of the karbonos, were placed. The karbon tamid was on the lower half, on the western side of the ramp leading up to the mizbeach. The carbon musaf was on the lower half, on the east side, and the carbon of Rosh Chodesh was on the karkov, which was higher up on the mizbeach as a piersim that it was Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, which has kadima, the musaf of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yirmiyah says shal Rosh Chodesh because the shear of the levim is Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yosi says Shabbos is first because it is tadir. When you have two things to do with time, in order to do both, you first do the one which occurs more frequently, then you do the one which occurs less frequently. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidem. Normally a ger brought a sacrifice after his conversion. The Braisa says nowadays he should set aside money for this karbon for the bayis shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said this will be bali de takala. It will be a stumbling block as he may come to use it now.